Good morning. It is 29 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour on your Thursday morning. I'm Brady, sitting in for Mark Wilson this morning. And joining me now on the program is Steve with the Johnson County Library. Steve, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Doing very well. It's a nice, cool morning. Personally, I enjoy these more than the warm mornings.
It is quite the change from yesterday, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking today about the summer reading program over at the Johnson County Library. Why don't you just kind of open up, tell us a little bit about the summer reading program.
Well, and when we say summer reading program, we're actually talking about three parts to one program. We have one for children, one for teens, and one for adults. Our teen program, we actually started right at the beginning of June. That was one of our first ones. And what we do there is we have programs for kids in grade 6 all the way up through high school. We meet on Tuesday afternoons from 2:30 to about 4 o'clock. Next week is actually our finale for that, and we'll have one of our last activities, which is making terrariums. The theme this year is for all the summer reading programs is Build a Better World. And so for that, we did several hands-on activities with the teens. Like I said, we're going to do terrariums where they get a glass jar and you fill it with, you know, miniature houses, stones, fake plants, things like that. You can create a small world or biome or whatever you want to call it in that.
Your utopia?
Well, it doesn't have to be a utopia, but, you know, you can make it pretty if you want to.
Sure.
And we usually have a big, you know, we get pizza for that last day for the kids because they always like food.
And everybody does,
doesn't they? We'll award our grand prizes based primarily on who the top readers were for the reading slip as they turn in.
Okay. And you guys kind of open things up with a park party when you got these things going on.
Yeah, we had a picnic that we actually had on the south lawn of the library on the, I don't want to say older part of the building, but the southern part of the building, I guess. And we had a few hundred people at that, I think. I don't remember what the final count was, but we always get tons and tons of hot dogs and watermelon and chips and stuff. And we have nice turnout with the kids and the teens who are in those programs coming to that. And that was the second week in June. And then right after that, the children's summer reading program kicked off. And they run, Mary Rhodes and Megan Harold and Heather Cazara run that program where they have three different sessions for kids. On Thursdays, preschool ages 6 and under meet at 9:30. Kids who are in grades K through 2 at Metal Arc School meet at 11. And then kids who are in grades 3 through 5 at Cloud Peak meet at 1:30. And so they have different hands-on activities. I know they like to do a lot of science experiments and things like that. Last week they did one with using paper and duct tape to make boats.
Oh, nice.
See how those float. So that was quite the interesting one. And today, actually, we have a storyteller named Priscilla Queen who's going to be doing a presentation at all three of those programs throughout the day today.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned some of the science projects. Looks like on Tuesday of this week you had a science zone program. What exactly was the science zone?
That's actually July 20th.
Oh, that's July.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Gotcha.
Yep, that's going to be at two different times, 9:30 and 11. And in between those two, July 13th, we're going to have all the school-age groups doing our park party, which is kind of the big, you know, we have water games. We usually do a big ice cream type thing.
That's everybody loves fun. Ice cream,
yeah.
Don't they?
Well, yeah, that's for sure. And then we actually this week just started our adult summer reading program, and we'd done that for a few years. I think we'd actually not done it for a year or two, maybe, but Heather Cazara is heading that up, and she's got a ton of fun ideas and activities. There's grand prizes and weekly drawings that'll be happening with reading slips that the adults can enter where you rate a book, you know, one being lousy and five being fantastic, a way to kind of for people to recommend different kind of books. And she's also got these citizen activity sheets, which have a bunch of different activities that you can do to get out in your community. I know one of the options was earlier this week there was a blood drive, and so you could mark that down as an activity that you did. And so you fill out, you choose seven of those and do those and turn it in, and that goes toward one of your drawings for the prizes.
And how long have you guys been doing this program?
Well, summer reading in general has been going on way longer than I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there about 8.5 years plus now, I think, and it's been going on way longer than I've been.
And has the attendance been good for most of that?
I believe so, yeah. You know, the attendance kind of fluctuate sometimes. I know the children's have a really big turnout this year. I think they were seeing last week, if I'm remembering correctly, 40 to 50 kids in each of the three sessions.
Okay.
Each of the three age groups. Our teen program usually runs anywhere from 20 to 30 kids coming to those things during the week. And we actually wind up getting, by the end of the summer, I'd say somewhere from 40 to 50 kids participating, because, you know, they've got jobs and they've got summer camp and things, so they can't always make it to all the programs. But the nice part is with the reading slips and the reading logs that they have for the kids, you don't have to attend all of the programs. You can still do the reading slips and be involved and you know, be eligible for the prizes and things, even if you're traveling a bunch with your family or if you have camp and other obligations.
Well, and that's just the kind of thing with summertime, right? You got families going on vacations, that sort of thing, so people aren't going to be at every single one. But as long as you're getting a turnout at each one, then you can continue with the program.
Yeah, that's right. We recognize that people are really busy in the summer, mostly because it's hard to travel the other half of the year around here. And so we try to keep it flexible that way.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice that you're coming up with fun things to keep the kids engaged, you know, rather than just reading to them. Like you said, you're doing science projects, you're making paper airplanes, that sort of thing. As long as you're telling them not to do that during classroom.
Well, period. The science experiments are kind of, you know, watch this.
Teach them how to make spit wads.
We try to keep the science experiments non-disruptive for the most part, I think. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys are busy over there at the library.
Very, very busy with the programs, and you know, we've been busier in general just with the building, with the expansion and renovation being finished up last summer, and you know, working on minor little things throughout this year, and just in general, I think more people are coming in using it for different purposes. Our meeting rooms are always busy now that we have. You know, we renovated the smaller one, which was our only meeting room before. Now we have the larger one, too. So between them, there's always something going on there.
Sure.
And then with summer travelers coming through and folks working for all sorts of different places in town during the summer, and they're coming in and using the facility, too.
Do you notice people still at this point coming in, maybe haven't seen the renovations yet, and they're just still trying to check it out?
Yeah, we do. And that is true for both folks in town and folks who come and visit us seasonally. You know, some people who hadn't been here for a couple of years come back. And so it's really fun when they walk in there and their eyes just get kind of big. Wow, look at that. You know.
Well, and it's nice that you're utilizing all the space that you're keeping busy over there, because it kind of solidifies the idea that the expansion was necessary.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, it's easy for us to say that from our perspective because we work there.
Sure.
But you know, it's you can tell it because in addition to having room for the materials, which was part of the reason for the expansion, it was also more, I think, a need for the room for people, because we were able to do quite a few things before the expansion, but it was always very cramped and your options were kind of limited. Having it this way gives us much more freedom. You know, as an example, yesterday there was a group that was coming over in the morning, a children's program. No, I'm sorry, not yesterday, Tuesday. Losing track of time here with the busy week. Anyway, and so we had our teen program going on at 2:30 and trying to get stuff set up for that, but there was a need to use one of the other rooms for the children's activity. Before the expansion, we wouldn't have been able to do that. So now we can have two different things going on in two different places of the building and still have, you know, folks working at the circulation desk and helping people out on the computers and whatnot. So you can have multiple things going on at once. Whereas before, the limits of the space really kind of constrained you to, you can have this event going on here and that's it.
Sure.
Kind of thing. So that's how I look at it.
As far as just the library goes in general, just personal curiosity, do you see a lot more of like ebook checkouts rather than people actually coming in?
I don't know the numbers on those because I haven't looked lately, but the feel I get is that ebook stuff kind of levels off.
Okay.
I know in terms of sales and things, if you're buying books, ebook stuff has kind of leveled because I think the novelty is kind of worn off and it's kind of
People get tired of staring at that
screen. Well, it's kind of fit into all the other forms of reading and media that we have. I know that I remember some of my coworkers telling me that years ago when audiobooks on CD came out, excuse me, there was some concern that, oh no, audiobooks on CD are going to replace reading materials. And you're not going to have reading materials. Well, that obviously didn't happen, but it became a permanent part of what libraries offer. And so I think ebooks have done the same thing. They've become a permanent part of what libraries offer. And yeah, they have replaced, for some folks who read audiobooks, especially, which is interesting to me, older folks, older readers, not necessarily just young readers who are all about the technology, but older folks, especially those who have problems with vision. If you have an e-reader and you're okay with reading on an electronic device like that, you can alter the size of the font to whatever you need. So then you're not necessarily limited by, well, I really like this author, but I can't read his or her books because the type's too small for me. So I think it fits into a lot of different ways that way. And I don't really see it replacing it because there's still lots of people who like regular books.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it's kind of, I don't know that it's something that's going to go away, but anytime something new comes, it always blows up right away. And then as you mentioned, a lot of times it kind of levels off and people might realize that while it has its perks, it's nice you can carry around 100 books on just the same size little tiny tablet. Or, 100 books that are regular books is kind of heavy. So
yeah. Well, and we have, the Wyoming State Library has a couple different apps that you can get through our website. You know, you get a library card and your PIN number that comes with it. And then you can access these things like the Cloud Library and the other one is called Toolbooks, I think it is. And so those are places where you can download books that you just like checking out a book. They're free. You check them out on your device, and then after a while, they just disappear. Well, they go away. Yeah, that's the great
part. Hopefully, you finished it before that.
Well, you don't have to hassle anybody for overdue books because when it's done, if they're not done, it just goes away. So that kind of So it's nice. It's just kind of become another service that we offer, and adds, just another avenue for people to become involved with the library, I think.
And kind of getting back to the summer reading program, do people need to call ahead? Can they just show up? How does that work?
Well, for the teen one, like I say, we're finishing up next week. But if there are teens who haven't been to it, want to come to the last one, there's still time to do that. That's great.
Maybe even if they just want to check it out to see if they want to join for the whole thing next year.
Exactly. Yeah. Either way you look at it. For the children's program, that's going to be going on till in July. So if you do want to sign your kids up, we do encourage parents to come in with the kids and sign up. We have sign up sheets in the children's area at their desk there.
And that's just an idea.
It helps the folks running that get an idea of how many to expect. And the adult summer reading program, we are encouraging folks to sign up for that as well. That can be done at the front desk. And that is more for just so we get a sense of how many people are involved in it. And that's also where you pick up the reading slips and the different activity sheets and things like that, and where it can be dropped off. Yep.
Excellent. So people can check that out, the summer reading program at the Johnson County Library. I'm talking with Steve with the Johnson County Library. Steve, I really thank you for taking the time today.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear your local sports report. That's coming up next here on KBBS.